All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. It's amazing. Trump keeps playing whack-a-mole. They're trying to get off the mat with Kash Patel being the FBI director. And right when they're just about to get off the mat, Trump kicks them in the teeth and appoints Bongino to be the deputy director of the FBI. And you saw that last video in the pregame. Adam Schiff is absolutely scurrying about like a roach with the lights just got turned on. I mean, he is, I guarantee you, he is absolutely petrified. He is pooping his pants right now. Because just like Bongino says, I'm not letting it go. And that's the thing. I've got to compile my list. Maybe even I have enough of a life not to sit around compiling lists. But I need to compile a list of all the things and all the people that need to be prosecuted. I've already got my list of Doge cuts, which there's a whole bunch of those things, not just Doge cuts, but not Doge cuts only, but the expenditures from the federal government, the ridiculous expenditures. But we need to have a nice long list of the people who need to be litigated, prosecuted, fired, and sued. I mean, there is a long list, and people are like, you know what, move on. You cannot move on, because if you move on, they're going to do it over and over and over again. If you don't prosecute Anita Hill and you don't sue her for defamation, you get Christine Blasey Ford. And then, of course, Brett Kavanaugh doesn't sue her into oblivion for defamation, so you end up with the false accusations against Trump and from E. Jean Carroll, the false accusations against Matt Gaetz, because until you sue these deep state activists into financial oblivion where they are fired, they are sued, they are prevented from ever making a living again, it's not going to stop. So Bongino, in my opinion, I don't know exactly what Bongino is going to do, but in my opinion, I'll be one of the very few people that come out and say I was wrong if I'm wrong. But I think that what they're going to do with Bongino is put him in charge of special investigations. And I think he's going to go after Mar-a-Lago raid and all the FBI agents, because many of the FBI agents that were involved with shopping the Mar-a-Lago raid to the magistrate in Florida are from the Russian collusion hoax. And I think they're going to put Bongino in charge of all of these special investigations into all of the malfeasance in the FBI, not just the FBI, but the overall government, Congress, whatever it may be, all of those that lied under oath during the collusion hoax, all those who lied under oath like Vindman, Alexander Vindman, remember, it's Colonel Vindman, remember when he's being questioned by Devin Nunes, it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. People like Vindman, the Ukraine impeachment hoax, the J6 impeachment hoax. Hopefully, Bongino will be doing the investigations into Tanya Shutkin, because Tanya Shutkin is a corrupt judge. Engeron's a corrupt judge. These would all fall under the jurisdiction of the FBI. And there's others also, other corrupt judges that need to be looked into. Engeron's another one. All of these, Judge Mershon, all of these judges, the Lauren Mershon, Juan Mershon connection with the money that Juan Mershon's daughter Lauren was raising off of the NYC trial, the 34 bogus felony convictions, and not only the 34 bogus felony convictions against Donald Trump. Tom, you're just saying that because you're a Trump fan. I'm not. I'm looking at it purely from law enforcement. His convictions were absolutely unlawful. Because in order for him to have 34 felony convictions, remember how this works, is that he was basically on trial for a bookkeeping error, which wasn't an error. They just deemed it to be an error, but it wasn't an error. It was out in the open. He deemed it to be one thing. They deemed it to be another. And the thing that they deemed it to be was absolutely ridiculous, a campaign finance violation. But in order for that to be a felony, it had to be that bookkeeping error had to be on purpose in covering up another offense. And they never actually said to the jury, which offense are you connecting it to? So it's impossible for him to be convicted of 34 felonious counts. And hopefully he looks into all of these things, because Juan Mershon needs to spend the rest of his life in federal prison. So does Hillary Clinton. And if you don't do it, they're going to keep sending us to felony prison. To federal prison. Ask Navarro. Ask Bannon. Trump was set to spend 700 years in prison. I mean, people forget, like, Roger Stone was sentenced to 9 years. 9 years. He'd be on like year three of 9 years right now if he wasn't pardoned by Donald Trump. General Flynn was going to get a prison sentence for doing absolutely nothing. And unless we stop it, this is life and death. A lot of times you just get into punditry where you're someone like me and all of us, we're just talking about this stuff. People end up in prison over this. I mean, again, I have a pretty balanced approach to the J6 stuff, but I'm just telling you, you know, what they did to the J6 prisoners is unbelievable because they didn't allow them to even have exculpatory video footage that showed that they were completely and totally innocent because it was a national security risk to give exculpatory video evidence to a defendant. All of that needs to be looked into. Of course, the J6 committee, all of it's popping into my head as we go here. The J6 committee, why it is that they deleted all of their files. And we always need to remember that everything that's deleted is not actually deleted. So it's great news. Bongino is going to be the deputy director of the FBI. That's how it should be. And I hope that he is going to be in the role, that just a specified role of investigating all of the malfeasance from 16 to now, well, 15 to now, the Russian collusion hoax, because none of that is beyond the statute of limitations. And like Schiff lying under oath, Schiff putting in a false transcript of the Zelensky-Trump phone call into congressional evidence. All of this needs to be tried, or they're going to do it over and over again because there's no ramifications. The subpoenas for that Schiff did for other Congress members' phones. All of this needs to be litigated. All of it needs to be, if it's proper to do so, prosecuted. People need to be fired. People need to be impeached. And we can't worry about what they're going to say. Oh, here they come. They're going to weaponize the FBI. They've already weaponized the FBI. They're always accusing you of that which they're doing themselves. So it doesn't matter. And it's not weaponizing the FBI. It's actually self-protectionism is what it is. All right, let's move on here. Let's talk about Trump stuff over the last couple of days. Some of this old, some of it's new because it's over the weekend and all the latest stuff from today. All right, Charlie Kirk tweet. Just a reminder, General C.Q. Brown, Joint Chiefs of Staff, has been removed and replaced by Hegseth and Trump. C.Q. Brown issued an order instructing the Air Force to discriminate against white males. Aaron, see if you can blow that up for me. I think I can make it out, but see if you can blow that thing up for me. And blow it up for everybody else, if at all possible, so everyone can read. I circled the part that you need to read. So this was our former joint chief right here. Diversity and inclusion are an essential part of our society. That's perfect. And key to the success of any organization. This is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the most powerful military man outside of the president in the world, because we have the most powerful military. Outside of the commander-in-chief himself, this most powerful military man on the planet. And his opinion is, from C.Q. Brown, diversity and inclusion are an essential part of our society. Diversity and inclusion are. So again, trans shows for kids are an essential part. Surgeries for kids, lopping off penises and testicles and breasts to 12-year-olds, is an essential part of our society. And you're wondering why it is that we had trans drag shows for kids paid for by you and I on a military basis. And nobody could answer for it. Millie couldn't answer for it. Lloyd Austin couldn't answer for it. Mackenzie couldn't answer for it. All of them said that they weren't funding it while they were funding it. And key, it's diversity, equity, and inclusion, is key to the success of any organization. As such, it is imperative that the composition of our military services better reflect the nation's highly talented, diverse, and eligible population. Wrong. You're never there to reflect any nation's anything. It's who's the best. Who's the best? It doesn't matter whether you're black, white, Asian, male, female, gay, straight, trans. Who's the best? Who's the best? Who could ever? You're talking about pilots? You know, pilots for, you know, our airlines here in the United States, airline industry in the United States. Who's the best? Who scored the highest on the simulator? Who scored the highest on all the qualification exams? That's all that matters. Not diversity, equity, inclusion, where you're going to have to put a certain amount of black people, a certain amount of Asian people. Well, Asian and whites are all excluded. We're all trash now. But you have to have a certain amount of trans people, a certain amount of gay people. So if you have to have a certain amount of gay people and a certain amount of trans people, then those aren't going to be the people who scored the highest on the test or the qualification exams or the physical fitness exams, because you're going to have some of them. So they are going to replace some people who are the best. And this was the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs. We're supposed to be What's important to the military is lethality. That's all that counts. It's what Pete Hegseth has been saying. We're going to get back to a commitment of lethality only, not making sure we have enough gay men serving. None of that no longer matters at all. And trans are completely really disqualified for the military from this moment, have been for a while, for a couple weeks now anyway. They're out. And as it should be. You can't actually function as a soldier when you are functioning as the opposite sex that you actually are. How are you going to function as a soldier? But this guy here, CQ Brown, he believes that it's absolutely essential for a military force to have a guy trotting around with his penis lopped off, who has to spend most of his life in bed on hormones. How's that person going to storm any beach? You can't, obviously. So he's out. All right, so let's go to the next one. Greg Price tweet. Also out, Lieutenant General Dan Kane's resume. This guy to replace CQ Brown. Lieutenant General Dan, no, I think a lieutenant general would qualify, wouldn't you? A lieutenant general? I think so. Lieutenant General Dan Kane's resume includes, remember this now, 150 combat tours, protecting D.C. after 9/11, and being one of the commanding generals during President Trump's successful war to eliminate ISIS, which he did in about a week, but is underqualified according to this bleep bleep reporter. Go to the next one for me. Here's the reporter actually asking this question to Hegseth. And look, listen how politically biased this question is. Play it for me.
Why did you expect an underqualified retired lieutenant general to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
I'm gonna choose to reject your unqualified question. Well, who's next?
So you're supposed to be an unbiased journalist, right? You're an unbiased journalist. So you're asking, how is it that you nominated an underqualified guy to be Joint Chief? How do you know he's unqualified? This just shows you exactly the status of our media. Why wouldn't you just simply ask the question? Director Hegseth, what is it that made you hire Lieutenant General Dan Kane? Why did you hire him? What do you consider to be his best qualifications? Not an underqualified, you know, Hegseth, why is it that you deemed him to be the best applicant? Whatever it may be, that's how you ask a question. You don't ask a question of why is it that you hired a underqualified person to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Secretary Hegseth, why did you hire this unqualified? That's not an unbiased question. That is somebody who has an agenda. That's our media. All of us know that already. Everybody watching this is red-pilled. I'm just saying, maybe you're just blatant about it. You wonder why you have no viewers. Because we all know that you have an agenda. We're not here for an agenda. We're here for what's true. We're here for only what's true. This is the same with this podcast. We're going to tell you what's true, whether it's pro-Trump or anti-Trump. I'm going to tell you what's true, no matter what. Even though I vote for Trump over and over again, I think he's the best president ever. If he does something I don't like, I'm going to report. I'm not going to hide it. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, Secretary Hegseth, remove senior military advisor, Lieutenant General Jennifer Short. Out. Goodbye. Goodbye, because she's a DEI hire. We got to make sure that we have female generals. No, you'd have to make sure you have the best people who are generals, not female generals, because if you're going for a gender to be a general, then you're disqualifying some of the best people. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has fired Lieutenant General Jennifer M. Short. I remember all when Biden was promoting all of these female generals. I mean, and of course, Biden ran on, I'm going to nominate as my vice presidential running mate the first ever black woman, which is another DEI hire. What should it be? The best person. If the best person happens to be a black woman, a black man, white man, I know that you're not allowed to say that anymore, then that's who should be hired, who's ever the best. That's why you can't be the best. You can't be the best firefighter in 99.9% of circumstances, with maybe a few, very few exceptions, if you're a woman. You're not going to be able to drag out a 250-pound man out of a burning building, even if he's the one that got himself in those circumstances, according to the DI director of the LA Fire Department. So she is out effective immediately, though the reason remains unclear. Don't need to give one. You serve at the pleasure of the president. You're out. That's it. Goodbye. Yeah, maybe they give him an option of taking a demotion. But whatever, she never deserved to be promoted to begin with. What has she accomplished? I would love to know what all these ribbons are in these military people. I would love to know what they are. But what, because you see somebody like Mark White Rage Millie, who's never fought in a battle in his life, has ribbons down, you know, down to his big fat belly button, and he needs to be put back onto active service and court-martialed. And if you know what, he's innocent, fine. I'm not saying, I want an impartial trial. I don't want a biased trial. I want an impartial trial, bring out all the evidence, and decide whether or not he committed treason in the days before Trump left office in 2021. All right, let's go to the next one. Where the heck am I? Elon Musk tweet. This is false. What's false? U.S. threatens to shut off Starlink. This is from the Kyiv Independent. So again, here's a country that, according to Donald Trump, we've given $350 billion unsecured dollars to that now are going to be secured through mineral rights, rare mineral rights. But we're giving all this money to, and now they're just making up lies through their propagandist news media, which, by the way, of course, there is no opposition media allowed in this democracy of Ukraine. No opposition media allowed. Only one channel, and it's all pro-Zelensky. That's all that's allowed in Ukraine. So they put out their gaslit propaganda. The U.S. threatens to shut off Starlink if Ukraine won't sign mineral deals. Sources tell you, Reuters, show us where that is. Show us where the threat is. It's got to be a phone call. There's got to be an email. There's got to be a transcript somewhere. Show us exactly where it is that this threat was made. This is false. This comes from Reuters. Reuters, which was funded by USAID. Funny how Reuters puts out a anti-Elon Musk message after they lost all their money coming from you and I. You're like, Tom, why in the world would a British outfit like Reuters, which is partially owned by like Pfizer and BlackRock and everything else, why in the world are we sending millions of dollars to them? Remember, Reuters, I believe, was the one which was stated that the money was to be delegated to Reuters for disinformation, for mass disinformation. It was actually on the ticket for the money being sent to them. So Reuters is lying. They are second only to AP Associated Propaganda as legacy news liars. It never happened. So if they're threatening to turn off Starlink, because, by the way, Ukraine crumples in 24 hours without Starlink. Not even 24 hours, 12 hours, they're finished. That's how all their military operates, exclusively through Starlink. So why haven't they been crushed yet if Elon's going to take it down? Obviously, it didn't happen. It's a bold-faced lie. Let's go to the next one. Ann Vanderstil tweet. Breaking: fifth largest economy in the world begs President Trump for $40 billion to rebuild the city his incompetence burned down. New scum wants $16.8 billion. That's just one of them. This is just one of them here. He wants $40 billion total. $40 billion. Aaron, find the deck clock for me, would you?
Yep.
Just find that for me. Somehow, just pop it up whenever you can, even if you're interrupting me, just throw it up there. Even if I'm in the middle of a sentence, because it won't matter, because that's what I'm going off of. $16.8 billion for public assistance emergency work. Can somebody in this room or on the chat explain to me what exactly public assistance emergency work means? Can anybody even tell me what that means? It's purposely ambiguous so they can just throw the money anywhere they want, including in their own pockets, because they'll have their wives or their husbands or their political action committees that pay their kids. They will be the ones running these various funds and they're being paid with exorbitant salaries to run these funds, these public assistance emergency works funds. $9.9 billion. Home and business repairs. So wait, shouldn't the home and business repairs be all that matters? Which, by the way, I don't even agree with it. I don't agree with rebuilding everybody's homes. I believe you should be paying for your own insurance. I believe you should. I believe in the government coming in and keeping people alive. Not rebuilding their homes, okay, because you chose to live in Southern California. You chose to live and vote for Gavin Newsom over and over and over again. You chose Karen Bass. So why do I have to rebuild your home? You chose them, not just once, not just twice, over and over and over again. You choose these same people. So why do I have to pay to rebuild your home? Here we are. Look at Doge, man. $133 billion right here. $133 billion they've taken down. So we're supposed to send $40 billion to California. Look at our debt. Where's that money going to come from? Now let's play it. Here they are right there. $36 trillion, $522 billion, $284 284 million in debt right now. That's where we are right now. And from where, I'm not going to do the whole game like I usually do, but from when 284 started, it's 19 to 22 seconds until right now. We just lost, we just spent another $1 million. We spend $1 million. We add another $1 million to our debt every 19 to 22 seconds because Aaron and I have timed it about five times now. Okay. Every 19 to 22 seconds, we add another $1 million to our debt. That's every 19 or 22 seconds, $1 million. Doesn't matter how much Doge does, they can't claw that back until you can bring it back to the other slide. Until this stuff stops. Until we stop. And like, it's just 16 billion. I mean, a trillion's a thousand billions. It's only 16. Okay, until you start somewhere, you can never actually start cutting into the debt or deficit. $16.8 billion for public assistance emergency work. Tom, move on. You've already, I know, but I just want to understand what that means, public assistance emergency work. What does that mean? $5.3 billion for business loans, $4.32 billion for business grants, $2 billion for low-income housing tax credits. You know what I got to say? No to all of it. No to all of it. All of it should be a loan. And then really, a lot of it shouldn't be a loan. You know what? I mean, here's the thing. You're a multimillionaire. Your house in Malibu burned to the ground. You voted for the policies that caused your house to burn to the ground. That's, you know what? You just lose. You lost it. That's it. We don't vote for this crap in Florida. We don't vote for it. And we have enough problem with our insurance. Nobody's coming to pay for my stuff. I'm in the middle of a lawsuit right now with an insurance company. Nobody's paying for me. Why does that not come for me, Aaron? Well, explain to me. Why didn't somebody come pay my? Why I'm sitting in a building that got $4 million worth of damage to it. We've had, and the insurance company refuses to give it to us except for $1 million. And so we've rebuilt it ourselves to the tune of about $2.7 million of our own money. Well, why don't I get anything? Why would rich people in Southern California get their businesses rebuilt and I don't? Why do they get their homes rebuilt and I don't? Because here's the thing, you voted for the policies. You voted for the policies that caused the insurance companies to leave. You voted for them. They left because they couldn't raise their rates anymore to cover for the Santa Ana winds fires every year. They couldn't raise their rates anymore. So they're losing, hemorrhaging billions of dollars per year because the antiquated systems inside of California, which Gavin Newsom refuses to fix, the empty reservoirs, the empty fire hydrants, the 75 to 100-year-old electrical infrastructure that are guaranteed to spark fires every year. The insurance companies know this, so they have to raise their rates because the insurance companies, which, I, by the way, just for the record, I hate insurance companies. I hate them, like with a passion. I hate them. Tom, you're not allowed to hate. I can hate things. God hates things. I can hate things. I just can't hate people. But anyway, so you voted for what caused you to lose your home over and over and over again. I have no sympathy. None. You're like, Tom, you should keep people alive. Keep people alive. Keep them safe. That's the government's job. Which did they do that? Where's all this talk about Asheville, North Carolina? Where's all this talk from Tennessee, Alabama, North Carolina, ravaged by Hurricane Helene? Where are all these billions being spent to rebuild their homes? Because those are conservative states, so people aren't asking for their homes to be rebuilt. They're just asking for government assistance until they can rebuild their lives. Because that's what being a conservative is all about. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, so Donald J. Trump, here's the Bongino stuff. Great news for law enforcement and American justice. Dan Bongino, a man of incredible love and passion for our country, has just been named the next deputy director of the FBI by the man who will be the best ever director, Kash Patel. People are quaking in their freaking boots. And you should be. They should be. Adam Schiff. Let's do a deep dive into Nancy Pelosi's finances. Let's do a deep dive. You're curious about how she made all this money. All these people that, how's Stacey Abrams worth over $3 million right now? I mean, I'm just curious. How'd that happen? She hasn't worked. The only thing she's worked at is getting fatter. Mission accomplished. But other than that, she hasn't worked at anything. I wonder how it was that she was $200,000 in the hole prior to losing the gubernatorial race in Georgia and now worth over $3 million. And she's running or has a significant role in a USAID financed community program where they were given $1 billion. So she being paid like they always do, because that's what the world is all about, is basically you and our tax dollars going to NGOs that give Democrats multi-million dollar per year salaries to run the NGO that you and I finance through tax dollars. has just been named, blah, blah, blah. Dan has a master's degree in psychology from CUNY and an MBA from Penn State. He was a member of the New York Police Department, New York's finest, a highly respected special agent with the United States Secret Service, and is now one of the most successful podcasters in the country, actually the most successful conservative media. Kind of vacillates between him and Ben Shapiro being number one in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve, which is amazing because he's given up a multi-million dollar empire temporarily for 4 years. Working with our great New York, new United States Attorney General Pam Bondi and Director Patel. Just imagine if it was Matt Gaetz, though. Gaetz, Patel, Bongino. Oh, my gosh. And Pam Bondi's done awesome, though. You know what? Credit to her. You know, she's proven me wrong so far. And Director Patel. I thought she'd be great. She was great in Florida. I thought she'd be great, but she's not as great as Matt Gaetz. Fairness, justice, law, and order will be brought back to America and quickly. Congratulations, Dan. Great job. So glad that happened. And again, just when they're trying to recover from Cash Patel whack-a-mole, they're trying to cover it, trying to tear him down. Now they got to shift over to Bongino to get their teeth kicked in again. All right, let's go to the next one. Lives a TikTok tweet. Breaking, Trump is set to appoint FBI Director Cash Patel as acting head of the ATF. This is so great. This, you know, I don't think he's even going to have a head of the ATF for 4 years. I honestly don't, unless maybe he brings in Gaetz for something like that. So just put Cash Patel, because the ATF is just as corrupt as the FBI. Absolutely a wretched institution. Wretched, disgusting institution. What's been going on is in violation of federal law with all of these various establishments, these various established government entities who are given the ability to govern without anybody ever voting on any of their policies. Just unilateral governance. ATF's been doing that with their various laws that nobody even knows about. And again, I don't want to get too, I mean, again, it was just the director of Little Rock Airport shot in the head in the early morning hours because he made an illegal transaction with a firearm that he didn't know was illegal. And this is like, this is upstanding member of the community. He never had a warrant, never had an arrest, nothing. And they put that newly instituted law where whenever you sell your firearm and it's worth a certain amount of money, I think it's a very simplistic explanation would be, whenever you make a profit off of the sale of your personal firearm, you have to be a licensed gun dealer. So if I bought a gun for $500 and I sold it to Aaron for $500, I don't have to be a dealer. But if I sell it to Aaron for $500.01, I have to be a licensed gun dealer. That's what this guy did. He wasn't off selling firearms. He wasn't doing what Eric Holder was doing, selling firearms to the cartels. Giving firearms to the cartels. He wasn't doing anything like that. He sold a gun to a friend at a very small profit, and he got shot in the forehead for that. And now the ATF knew about it days in advance. All they need to do is what? Walk up to the man because he's the director of the Little Rock Airport. Couldn't they just walk up to him while he was at work? Say, hey, I'm ATF agent, blah, 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 Agent Smith. We need you to come to the office. Wouldn't that have been fine? Don't you think that would have worked with an upstanding citizen? Yeah, I think it would have worked, right? Well, what'd they do? They orchestrated a raid at 6 o'clock in the morning and shot him in the forehead because he came out to answer people who were knocking down his door with a firearm. So they shot him right next to his wife in the forehead. Now he's dead. Nobody ever talks about it either because it happened during the Biden administration. And by the way, he's white, so it doesn't matter. Just another white soul dead. So nobody cares. This is why you have to have somebody else running the ATF, because the ATF did that. All right, so I think that's great. Cash, we don't ever need a head of the ATF. Matter of fact, let's get rid of the ATF. Let's just merge them. So here's the governor of Maine who refused to comply with Trump's new Title IX laws, which is no men playing against women. How horrible. Amazing we even have to have this discussion, isn't it? It's amazing we even have to have the discussion that you have fully penis men, that you're not going to allow any longer fully penis men playing in girls' sports. Why was it ever allowed to begin with? But now that it has been allowed, now we have to outlaw it. So, of course, her name is Janet Mills. This is a Dinesh D'Souza video. Whoa, this is the governor of Maine at a some sort of transgender pride fest. Play for me.
The truth comes out. When the truth comes out. You can run, but you know it's ending. at the bottom of the grave. You're digging out when the truth comes out.
That is the governor of Maine, ladies and gentlemen. The governor of Maine, who refuses to comply with an executive order from the White House, which is now federal law, that you are not allowed to have boys playing in girls' sports because too many girls are getting injured. All right, let's go to the next one. I meme, therefore I am video breaking Apple as it seeks relief from President Trump's tariffs on goods, which they got relief the first time on tariffs from China, said that it will hire 20,000 new workers and produce AI servers in the United States. Play it for me.
$1 trillion. That's the largest ever U.S. spending plan for the world's biggest company. And it comes with thousands of new jobs across multiple states. Now, as you mentioned, we knew this was coming as President Trump teased it on Friday. And then Apple CEO Tim Cook was at the White House on Thursday. Apple is spending 50% more this year in 2025 than it did during the first Trump term. So $500 billion over 4 years this time. 4 years. Not 5 years like they usually do. 20,000 new jobs, a new AI server factory in Houston, Texas. And that's significant for Apple, who tends to farm out their AI server needs to third-party providers like AWS. Also, you got a new Detroit Academy, doubling their research and development fund. Now, Apple CEO Tim Cook says we're bullish on the future of American innovation, and we're proud to build on our longstanding U.S. investments. Now, Apple tends to roll
back
out.
To me. All right, so there you go. It goes on for another minute or so. Why is Tim Cook doing this? Why is he doing it? Now, here's the thing. I can't rip him too much because, yeah, I got one. I've had other Apple products too. So, I mean, yes, they're leftist, but why is he doing it? It's politically expedient to do so. He knows. Why didn't this happen during the Biden administration? Why didn't that happen? I mean, again, how can you be a Democrat? I mean, what are you going to say? Like, you had Klobuchar was making the rounds today on the talking head shows, talking about how bad everything's going. What's going bad exactly? I mean, what exactly are you standing against? $500 billion into U.S. economy over 4 years? That's what Klobuchar is against. 20,000 new jobs, like AOC was against. 20,000 Amazon jobs going into New York City. She's against them, so they aren't there. They went somewhere else. That's what it means to be a Democrat. Against good things. That's what it means. Right now, Democrats are protesting for waste, fraud, and abuse. We want waste, fraud, and abuse. They want to abort. Think about what you're for as a Democrat. If you're a Democrat, you happen to be watching this, maybe on Christian Television Network right now. And you can't be a Christian, be a Democrat, by the way. But anyway, you think about what it is that you're for. You're for slaughtering the unborn. You're for lopping off the penises, testicles, and breasts of children. You are for waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, that those are the things that you are for as a Democrat. You are for $36 trillion in debt because you don't want anything done about it. You're against 20,000 new jobs. You're against new Houston AI server factory. You're against new Detroit manufacturing academy. You're against doubling R&D fund to $10 billion. You're against $500 billion, $500 billion being infused into the United States economy. And you see, now we know, Aaron, see if you remember the names. The two, is it Altman?
Sam Altman,
and then the other guy, I can't remember. What's Altman? Something AI?
OpenAI. And then Oracle's CEO.
Oracle CEO, yes. Yeah. Stay with me on this and just interject. Yep. Aaron is always cautious to interrupt me because he knows I hate it, but you can interrupt me here. Here's the thing with this, though.
Larry Ellison.
There you go. Thank you, brother. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, and just keep interrupting. It's okay. When Trump did that, I was like, I hate it. You know, the building, what is it, a giant server farm in Texas, right, Aaron?
Yep.
That's what it is for AI. Because you're going to have to get ahead of AI so that you can either control it or shut it down. You're going to have to get ahead of it. And I hate it. I hate this whole thing. I don't like either one of these guys, Ellison or Altman. Don't like them. They're both leftists, by the way. Both give to leftists. But they want to spend billions of dollars on the server farm, which Elon Musk could build in not even half the time. I mean, weeks in comparison to their years, because Elon's already done it. But anyway, so I was like, I was against this. And leave this up for me. I got this up for a reason. Yep. So I was against that. I'm like, what is Trump's motivation? Here it is. That's his motivation right here. Now Apple has to compete with them. Do you know what that's called? Aaron, you know what that's called? Brent, you know what that's called? Capitalism.
Yep.
Now they got to compete. So they're putting up money too. Why didn't this happen? What are you for as a Democrat exactly? Bankruptcy? What are you for? A lousy economy? A shrinking middle class? Is all Trump is doing here is building upper middle class jobs using competition to do so. Amazing, isn't it? Truly, truly amazing. And by the way, I've got the Crenshaw video. I don't want to, we have to mute it if we play it right now because it's got an F word in it. I'm going to play it in 17 minutes or so when Dan Crenshaw says he wants to kill Tucker Carlson. City member of Congress. What an abysmal piece of crap human being. And I hate to say that over somebody who used to be a SEAL team member. I hate to say it, but you know what? He's a disgusting human being. And by the way, when a SEAL team member, the one who was being, can't remember his name now, is being wrongfully prosecuted for unlawful shooting, which is not unlawful in any way, shape, or form. I can't remember whether it's Afghanistan, Iraq, or some other foreign land. But anyway, Dan Crenshaw cowered and didn't do a thing for the guy because he's a scoundrel. He is a devoid of human dignity, devoid of integrity, worthless piece of crap. Rhino piece of crap. I don't know how he gets elected over and over and over again in the great state of Texas. All right, so let's go to the next one. Trump girl on fire. The number of border crossings. Play it for me.
The number of border crossings have dropped so much under Trump that federal agents now outnumber illegal crossers. The El Paso sector, which saw a peak of 1,800 encounters per day back in 2023, now sees fewer than 100. Across the entire southern border, the number has dropped to an average of just 359 illegal migrants a day. Compare that to the 2024 average of nearly 3,000.
So again, I thought we, and you're like, Tom, you've already said this a bunch of times. I thought we needed comprehensive border reform to get to this. What comprehensive border reform did we actually implement? Nothing? Was it Cuckboy Lankford's border reform bill? No. No, all we did was, you know what Trump did? Shut down the border. You're like, Tom, I can't make it make sense because you know what you're allowed to do? Shut down the border. You know what you can do to keep people from coming in your house? Lock the freaking door. Right? Get a firearm, lock the freaking door, nobody's coming in. Right? That's all you need to do is actually enforce and live in the laws that are already in place. You don't need James Cuckboy Lankford's and Chuck Schumer's border insecurity bill, border filtration bill. You don't need any of those things. You just need to actually enforce the laws that are in place. And by the way, there isn't even a law that's in place if your border's yours. Nobody's allowed to cross your border. It's as simple as that. It's our country, you can't cross. That's the way that it is. And shut down. Now, and again, okay, what are you for if you're a Democrat? You're for doing absolutely nothing and claiming that it requires, you always hear from a Democrat, the border's been broken for a long time. It needs comprehensive border reform. Why didn't they ever do it then? It's like Trump said to Hillary Clinton, all these things in their first debate, all these things that you're espousing, you've been sitting your fat, lazy carcass in office, you didn't say that part, in office for decades, and you never accomplished one thing that you're espousing now. So as a Democrat, you're saying that you need comprehensive border reform. Will you now come out and say you're wrong and all you need to do is enforce laws that are already on the books? That's all that you need to do because this is what it is. If you actually enforce laws that are already on the books, daily illegal crossings plummet. El Paso sector. It was in 2023, just in this one little sector, 1,800 people a day crossing. Remember Eagle Pass, Shelby Park, Eagle Pass, Texas, which I always use all the time, is 4,000 a day. And all they did was going against the Biden administration. Biden administration sued to have them take the razor wire down. They gave up on the lawsuit, put up some razor wire in direct contradiction of Joe Biden. And then they went from 4,000 crossings a day to zero per day. And right here in El Paso, just simply implementing the law, they go from 800 illegal crossings per day to now 100. And this report's a couple days old. Entire southern border. Get this, man. It was 2,000 a day. Now, that's what was reported through convoluted reporting systems. It's way more than that. But now the real report. So imagine this. Imagine what the real numbers are. So the convoluted wrong reporting systems tell you 2,800 per day were crossing borders. So actually, 10 to 15,000 per day. And now it's 359 per day. Just like that. In a matter of 1 month and 3 days. And by the way, this was already shut down. Basically a month ago, it was already like this. And what was done? Simply implementing the law, not allowing people in. There was no comprehensive border reform. And by the way, these numbers that, what is 1,800 average per day and 2,800, that's not counting all of Biden's flights that he was actually flying people in at $150,000 a flight. Why would we be flying people in from Ecuador? Why would we be flying people in from Haiti? It certainly isn't compassion. And it was a very, very corrupt program. But you go from 2,800, basically 3,000 a day to 359 a day in a month and in 3. How can you be a Democrat? I will never understand how in the world you could ever be a Democrat. Let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. The truth keeps coming out. Illegals in Arizona have been receiving U.S. Social Security, have been receiving United States Social Security cards. And here's an attorney defending it. Play it for me.
So just an update in terms of immigration, and I think that this is important for everyone to consider. So this morning I came into the office and my staff, they were just kind of like, Sheree, guess what happened? One of our clients got detained by ICE this morning on his way to check in with ICE, meaning that he was under supervision of ICE and he has his Social Security card and his EAD. And so he went in, doing the right thing, and ICE detains him. Now he's detained in Florence Immigration Processing Center. And this is so uncommon because it's not like he was out there without any social or an EAD. He's definitely under temporary protected status. So this message is basically for anyone who even feels like they're safe with that and they're checking in, be very, very careful because it might happen.
And again, see, leftist Democratic Party, people, you know, Democrats, they call people that are actually illegal, legal, because they've been paroled in. Just because the Biden administration calls somebody legal, unless you've somehow issued an executive order or passed legislation, and even an executive order in violation of the Constitution would not deem people to be legal who are to be legal when they're actually illegal. So, but they were just paroling these people into the country. These people have not received green cards. They have not received anything that deems them to be legal. They're just receiving what's called, they're receiving parole status. Again, the rapists and the murderers that have actually raped and murdered Americans were on parole status and deemed to be legal by Democrats. But Democrats can then say, just like they can call Trump a convicted felon when he's not actually a convicted felon in any way, shape, or form, they can call them legal because somehow they just name them legal. We call them legal because we call them legal. That's it. They don't meet any of the actual requirements to be legal, but they just call them legal because they're paroled in by the Biden administration. So what attorney Sheree here, who needs to be disbarred immediately, none of these people that she's talking about are going in to report to ICE because they are here illegally. And she doesn't like that they're potentially getting deported. They are reporting to ICE. And she's like, well, at least they're cooperating. Again, that's like saying a sex offender who is required to report to local law enforcement, okay, and you go, well, at least he's cooperating, so that means he doesn't have to meet any of the other requirements, so I guess he can live within 500 feet of a school then, because at least he's reporting. They're already illegal. It doesn't matter whether, I mean, listen, they're great that they're reporting. Doesn't make them any less illegal that they're reporting, so they need to be deported also. And this person, and attorney Sheree, who likes to put her name on there, she needs to be disbarred. All right, Newsmax, for somebody, Newsmax video. Newsmax host Ed Henry discussed the future direction of Fox News. Play for me.
All right, you may start noticing an ideological shift happening over at Fox News Channel. A recent court ruling in Nevada that owner Rupert Murdoch cannot change his family trust. All right, so what does that mean? Well, Murdoch had sought to give control of the channel to his son, Lachlan, who is the most Republican-leaning of his four children. The court just rejected that, which means that Murdoch's oldest son, James Murdoch, who is a leftist, and the liberal sisters as well, are easily going to outnumber Lachlan, the Republican, after 93-year-old Rupert Murdoch finally dies. And to host Ed Henry joins us now to talk more about this. Ed, we're both Fox alums. Know this story very well. James Murdoch recently called his father a misogynist. He claims all Fox does is lie to its audience. And he and two left-leaning sisters, it sounds like, are about to have 75% of the control of this network when Rupert finally goes.
Yeah, it's quite a family feud. And I should disclose, of course, I was at Fox. They pushed me out, but I have no axe to grind. I respect Lachlan and Rupert, who I worked for. They are conservative. I think they share a lot that our audience would like. But Newsmax is obviously on the rise, and we are continue to grow in large part because of concerns about the direction of Fox. Because James, to your point, Ukraine. He's an avowed leftist. He and his wife, Catherine, have given millions and millions of dollars. Climate change causes, Biden, you name it. You go right down the list. And so now he's saying wacky stuff about his own dad because he wants to wrest control of the company and move it left. And based on what happened in that Nevada court, James Murdoch has a real shot of taking control of this company. Again, I think Lachlan is somebody who does get the audience. James Murdoch is just the opposite. And he keeps saying that, you know, he's radical on January 6th. He's radical on COVID, the vaccine. All these things, climate change, as I mentioned, and I think he would turn Fox in a much different direction.
So just a couple things on this. How is it that Rupert Murdoch is not allowed to change his family trust? How is it you're not allowed to change? How is a judge able to tell you that you can't change your will? How is that? Aaron, do you get that? How does that even happen? What kind of freaking country are we living in? I'm no big fan of Rupert Murdoch. I mean, come on. But Paul Ryan's on his board at Fox. I'm no big fan. But how in the world are you not able to change your family trust because a judge tells you? So now can a judge tell me where to live too? Can a judge tell me what to say? Can a judge tell me who it is that I'm allowed to give my money to? So Lachlan, see, you want to run Fox News. And like, Tom, are you a big Fox News fan? I like Jesse Waters. I like Laura Ingraham. I mean, I don't watch Fox anymore. I do pull clips from Fox. Some of that stuff is still really good. Well, they're allowed to be conservative. It's great. But you'd want Lachlan to be in charge. But the problem is you got one conservative and three. So you're going to have four people running the company no matter what. Because they're not. Rupert Murdoch has not been allowed to change his family trust where he wants to put. He wants to cede control of Fox News to solely his son, Lachlan, who's a conservative. But instead, the trust says that it has to be relegated to all four siblings. Three out of the four, the two sisters and James, are all leftists. So amazing that if you are James, who calls his own dad a misogynist, that you're going to steer Fox News into being MSNBC. How are they doing? This fired Joy Reid. How are they doing exactly? Basically, a lot of the post game, just so you know, is dedicated to Joy Reid. Just letting you know, you got to stick around for the post game night. You're gonna love it. But anyway, so you want to turn James Murdoch wants to turn Fox News into CNN and MSNBC. We've already seen it steered that way slowly. Anyway, because Rupert is more of a globalist than he is conservative, and he has obviously rhino leftists on his board like Paul Ryan. But anyway, so be watching. We'll see where it goes. As long as Rupert Murdoch's still alive, he still controls it. But when he does pass away, 75% of control of Fox News is going to hyper-leftists. All right, let's go to the next one. Libs a TikTok tweet. Prominent. Here we are again, Aaron. Here's another one.
Always.
Oh, as Aaron said, always. We could probably pull up 50 of these stories and do an entire program on them. The LGBTQ's got no connection to pedophilia. Just like Senator Wiener out of California, who lowers the criminal penalties for sodomizing 14-year-olds, but he's LGBTQ and is on. You can find him on numerous pictures on social media of him in all leather with his boyfriend. But has no connection to pedophilia, even though he legislates the lowering of criminal penalties for anybody who anally rapes a 14-year-old. What would be your motivation behind that? I mean, I wake up in the day, and what I want to do is lower the penalties for sodomizing 14-year-olds. Imagine waking up, and that's something that you're zealous for, that you're really passionate about. Well, a prominent LGBTQ activist arrested in France for raping a handicapped 4-year-old girl who he was fostering and running a pedo ring in Europe. And he used to run the Nouveau Front Populaire. So obviously, folks, we all know this already because everybody's 1,054 people that are watching right now, still on Christian Television Network for the next 3 minutes. We already know that's what it is, but obviously there's a big, solid connection between the LGBTQ movement and their. I mean, how do you not have a connection if you're an LGBTQ and you're for trans drag shows for kids and you got 47-year-old men with taped-up testicles twerking their taped-up testicles in front of an 8-year-old girl's face? How are you claiming to have no connection to pedophilia? Well, obviously there is. All right, so let's go to this one. James Uthmeyer video. Today we filed a lawsuit. This is the person who took Ashley Moody's place as the state attorney general his name's James Uthmeyer, took the place of Ashley Moody. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Florida. Today we filed, state of Florida, filed a lawsuit against Target. If you're jealous of the state of Florida, then get people in your state. Elect people in your state that will actually run their state like Ron DeSantis does. Today we filed a lawsuit against Target on behalf of the Florida State Board of Administration. Why'd they file a lawsuit? Listen to this, play for me.
I'm Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Today, at my direction, the Florida Office of the Attorney General, along with America First Legal, is filing a class action lawsuit against the corporate retail giant Target for misleading shareholders and pushing a harmful leftist agenda at the expense of shareholder returns. While Target told their investors they would keep the company out of controversy to protect the stock price, the retailer engaged in a marketing campaign targeting and sexualizing children. You'll remember Target promoted rainbow sports bras for boys, children's swimsuits with transgender features, and books for kids that asked them to question their biological reality. This radical campaign predictably caused Target's stock price to plummet, wiping out $10 billion in market value in just 10 days. And those losses put the retirement accounts of Florida's teachers and first responders at unacceptable risk. Our public servants should not suffer diminished retirement security because companies focused on leftist virtue signaling rather than shareholder returns.
Aaron and I both laughed. I mean, sports bras for boys.
Rainbow sports bras for boys.
Sorry. Yeah. Aaron remembers every detail. Rainbow sports bras for boys. And you don't think that's going to cost you $10 billion in 10 days? I mean, listen, I purposely avoid ever going into a Target. I'm not saying I never do. On occasion, I'll go to a Target. I mean, but I'm talking about once a year, maybe. And I mean, that's being generous. I'm not saying I represent a large portion of American culture. I really do. Listen, people like me and you, 1,048 that are watching right now, 77 million of us voted for Donald Trump. And you run Target. And you're responsible to your shareholders not to purposely lower your stock values. You've guaranteed to your stockholders that you are not going to purposely demean your stock values. You know, that's what you say. Your shareholders, you're telling them that. And then you have rainbow sports bras for boys. And they also, if you remember right, they also had tucking outfits. You could tuck your nuts.
Tuckables.
Yeah. Remember that? Fair. You go. Who goes and shops for tuckables? Hey, Johnny. Well, you know, you have to rise and shine early this morning. We're going to go get your tuckables for the new school year. Just until we actually are, you're old enough to have them lopped off. You won't have to tuck them anymore. So the great state of Florida is suing because that's illegal. You can't purposely destroy your stock value. There's people that you've made contractual promises to. Like if stock goes down, it goes down because, say you have a supply chain problem. It's not a supply chain problem to have tuckables and rainbow sports bras for boys and tampons for boys in your bathrooms. Okay, your stock value is going to go down. All right, let's move to Doge for a couple minutes here. Elon Musk tweet. Consistent with President @RealDonaldTrump's instructions, all federal employees will shortly receive an email requesting to understand what they got done last week. Failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. Folks, this is how, okay, if you are somebody like a shareholder or a CEO of Target and you lose $10 billion in 10 days, shouldn't you be fired? Okay, now when you're $36 trillion in debt and accumulating $1 million worth of debt, every 19 seconds, shouldn't you be fired? But instead, there are people that are so... There's people that are so infuriated that Elon Musk sends them an email stating, you will give me a list of everything that you accomplished over the last week. If you fail to return this email, if you refuse to reply to this email, it is considered to be a resignation. Isn't that how you should run? Otherwise, you end up like... this. Here we are, $36,522,383,000,000 in debt. Let's wait. Here we go. There's another 100,000. And another million. Only took 19 seconds to get to another million that we just wasted. Shouldn't all those people that have wasted it actually respond to emails telling us what exactly they do every day? So that we're not spending $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year paying them for doing absolutely nothing, which is what he did at Twitter. He walked into Twitter, and Twitter symbolically looked like this, Elon Musk did, and he fired 80% of the employees and cut and closed down all their little cafeterias and breakfast nooks. Bye-bye. And guess what? Twitter's bigger now than it's ever been, and it's not remotely close. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, federal agencies clash over Elon's productivity survey. Why? I mean, imagine, what is it that you're defending? A lack of productivity. If you're a Democrat, that's what you're in favor of, a lack of productivity. Agency responses to DOGE, which did, what did you do last week email, show deep divisions. Listen, here's the thing. It's no problem. Of course, the DOD, you're not gonna have some people, the media makes a big deal of it, and they're like, it's like Kash Patel versus Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth has already said he's fully complying with DOGE. Of course he is. He works at the pleasure of the President of the United States who has implemented DOGE. But of course the DOD can't answer every one of those. So that's just natural. DHS needs to answer every freaking one of them. Every single DHS employee needs to answer that question. What have you accomplished over the last week? Order staff to ignore it. And then, by the way, you know, I don't believe they told them point blank to ignore it. There may have been sub managers that have said that. And if a sub manager says to ignore DOGE, guess what they should be? Fired immediately. Silliest thing in 40 years, says Pentagon official. Now we need to hunt down that Pentagon official. And I mean hunt down that Pentagon official and fire them into oblivion. All of them. Why is it the silliest thing in 40 years? You're actually held accountable for accomplishing something. Both agencies say they'll respond through chain of command. Social Security and HHS embrace it, directing workers to list impactful mission critical accomplishments by Monday deadline. Meanwhile, CDC and FDA employees told to wait for further guidance. Anybody who is not complying needs to be fired immediately. It's just all good for us if they are fired. Hey, Aaron, did we get that Crenshaw video before I forget? You got that thing loaded up? So here's Dan Crenshaw talking about Tucker Carlson. Play it for me.
Have you ever met Tucker?
No, why is he the worst, Dan? Because he actually tells the truth and you're a bold-faced liar who just propagates leftist lies and then runs as a conservative? Is that why Tucker's so horrible? So Dan Crenshaw needs to be held accountable for that. Did he do anything? Did he break any laws? No, he didn't. He didn't, but he needs to be held politically accountable for that. And let's make sure that all of this goes viral. And of course, like and share, like and share, like and share this podcast. All right, let's go to the next one. Still in the DOGE section. Elon Musk. This is so funny. And I've got a whole article from Gateway Pundit on this. This is unbelievable. And some of you probably already saw Alex Jones just pulling this piece by piece apart. It's fantastic on InfoWars. But anyway, I love Elon Musk's response here. Now we know what they did last week. In response to his email they put out, was tell us what you accomplished over last week. Lindsey Penny tweet, disturbing federal employees at NSA, National Security Agency, CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, and DAI caught engaging in a secret sex chat room. Paid for by Brent and Aaron and me and all of you that are watching. We're paying for this. Lovely. Every day. In which, by the way, the agencies, NSA, CIA, and DIA, encouraged their employees to do this on duty. Yeah. It's part of their DEI program. Tom, you're hyperbolic. No, that's exactly correct. And again, if you're a Democrat, this is what you're in favor of. This is what you're going to run for. You're going to get demolished in the midterms. In which they openly discuss genital castration, artificial vaginas, which I don't really know what that is. I guess it's an inverted penis. Sexual fetishes and gangbangs. All while they were on the clock and being paid by U.S. tax dollars, of which, again, Elon replies, now we know what they did last week. All right, from the Gateway Pundit, a shocking report has been revealed. Elon Musk has revealed all this. It's not classified. Elon Musk has actually revealed all this. You know what? Again, so if you're a Democrat, you're against revealing this, or you're for what's being revealed? A shocking report has revealed that certain deep state employees are into some of the most disgusting things imaginable. Worse, they are sharing their sick desires all on the taxpayers' dime. The City Journal's Chris Rufo is awesome, and Hannah Grossman announced on Monday, and if Rufo says it happened, it freaking happened. Believe me. Garen, give me some Trump, believe me.
Believe me.
There you go. That they had, Grossman and Rufo announced on Monday, they had obtained chat logs from the NSA's Interlink messaging program, which exposed a secret chat room used by agency employees. The chat logs date back over 2 years and feature several X-rated topics, including fetishes, kink, and sex. Here are some of the most shocking details revealed by Rufo and Grossman. One popular chat topic was male to female transgender surgery. So people were sexually aroused by having their penises cut off and their vaginas turned into lumps of flesh amputated from their forearm that rot off and have a smell of a rotting raccoon 24/7, which involves surgically removing the penis and turning it into an artificial vagina. Quote, this is on the chat room, and you and I are paying for this, at the behest, at the by the way, at the encouragement of the NSA. So the people that go on the company dime, on the taxpayer's dime, while they're on duty, the NSA is telling these people, go and enjoy yourself in the chat room while Brett and Aaron and I and you pay for it. Mine is everything, said one male, and claimed to have had gender reconstruction surgery. I found that I like being penetrated. You and I are paying for this. And Democrats want us to keep paying for this. Never like it before GRS, which I don't even know what that means. And by the way, don't want to know. But all the rest is just as important as well. Another intelligence officer posted that genital surgery allowed him to wear leggings or bikinis without having to wear a gaff under it. You and I are paying for that, and Democrats want us to continue to pay for it. These employees discussed hair removal, estrogen injections, and the experience of sexual pleasure post-castration.
Oh my gosh.
I want to read this next part. Getting my butthole zapped by a laser was shocking. That's a quote. You and I are paying for someone to write, getting my butthole zapped by a laser is shocking. Aaron, do you have something?
Yeah, you know what's funny about all that is that all of that is on the NSA's own Interlink chat system. Right. So it's a government chat system.
Correct. And they encourage their employees to go on it while on duty. Getting my butthole zapped by a laser was shocking, said one transgender identifying Intel employee who spent thousands on hair removal.
Oh my gosh. Is that USAID approved?
You know? Yeah, of course. Look, I just didn't quote. Look, I just enjoy helping other people experience boobs, said another about estrogen treatments. Another quote, one of the weirdest things that gives me euphoria is when I pee. I don't have to push anything down to make sure it aims right, a Defense Intelligence Agency employee added.
Great.
And Democrats want us to keep paying for this. And want it all hidden from us, too, after we are paying for it. Even more damning, these sex chats were legitimized as DEI. So this was all being paid for under their DEI initiatives. With leadership's approval, according to Rufo and Grossman. Isn't that great? Unbelievable. All right, go to the next one. Mario Knopfahl tweet. Exposed USAID's Haiti scam. Aaron, don't worry. It's just $4.4 billion. Spent and 6 homes were built.
Wow.
How much is that? Aaron, do the math for me. How much is that per home? I don't know. Who knows? A little under $1 billion per. USAID and partners funneled billions through multiple administrative fees. And you're just shouted in when you got it. USAID and partners funneled billions through multiple administrative fees with DC firms pocketing 56% of contracts while Haitian companies got just 2%. The Red Cross's numbers tell the story. $500 million raised for the Red Cross, promised homes for 130,000 people, delivered exactly 6 houses. Okay, each house was built in Haiti for $733 million a house. And Democrats want to keep doing this. If you are a Democrat, you want to keep spending our money like this. Of the 196 NGOs reviewed, only eight out of 196 NGOs. Why do we even have 196 NGOs? Only eight of them could explain where the money went. 196. So what would that be? 188 of them couldn't explain where the money went. Again, and I don't mean to be redundant, but that's what the entire world is about, folks. Just so you know, the entire United States is about this. There was a dream that was Rome. Rome is to be a republic. Right now, that's not what we are. What we are is this. Democrats and Rhino Republicans have been lining their pockets personally for themselves and for their family, enriching themselves by creating NGOs and then funneling taxpayer dollars to NGOs. In those NGOs, they pay their relatives, they pay their Democratic Party supporters, they pay their friends, they enrich themselves. J.B. Pritzker has like 53 NGOs that he's in charge of that he gets taxpayer dollars to. How much does he get out of those NGOs? How much does he get paid to run those NGOs? Because people will be like, USAID didn't give Democrats money. No, what they did was formed an NGO that gave the Democrats money. That's what's happening. And it's not even as simplistic as that. What happens is the NGO gets formed. You and I pay for the NGO to be funded. Say just like Stacey Abrams, $1.3 billion goes to her NGO and suddenly she becomes a multimillionaire because she's being paid to run a multi-billion dollar, multi-hundred-million-dollar NGO suddenly. And then, of course, the NGO's money, like it does with Planned Parenthood, goes $100 million is funneled into Arizona to run against Carrie Lake from Planned Parenthood. You and I are paying for that. You and I pay for that. So that's exactly what's been, and this is why it looks like this. That's what the entire world is about, just so you know. Pull down the curtain. Tear down the wall, because that's exactly what it's all about. That's why it looks like this. And there goes another million, right? Right now, there goes another million. There goes another million. This is the ultimate example. USAID and partners funnel billions through multiple administrative fees with DC firms. So see how it works? DC firms are exclusively run, operated, and that solely DC firms solely employ Democrats. So if you have an NGO funnel, an NGO hiring a DC firm, that's just another outlet for our taxpayer dollars, for your money and my money, to be given directly to Democrats, directly to our political, ideological, and theological opponents. Because it goes to an NGO, which pays numerous Democrats millions of dollars a year to run the NGO. Then the NGO pays for a whole bunch of Democrats to come in and give speeches for $500,000 a speech. Then the NGO sends money to Democratic Party campaigns. Those campaigns, like Ilhan Omar gives $3.1 million to her husband for consultancy fees. I guarantee you that came from an NGO. Here, the NGOs were hiring DC law firms, which are solely populated by Democrats. So each one of the lawyers receives a couple million dollars out of the $4.4 billion that was sent to Haiti. And that's why only six houses were built for $733 million per house. And nobody even cares. But if you're a Democrat, you're for that. If you're a Republican, you're against it. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, Elon Musk answering Mario Nawfal. Elon, government paying dead people and fake workers. Now I can just have Aaron put the debt clock up the entire time. And if you're a Democrat, you're for this. In some cases, we believe non-existent people or the identities of dead people were being used to collect paychecks. There you go. I guarantee you, see that little that security thing? A lot of that is the 129-year-olds that are being paid every year out of Social Security. Elon Musk simply answers yes. He's seeing the books. All right, let's go to the next one. Wall Street Apes video. I love these. This guy keeps putting these out. They're fantastic. Whoever this guy is, it's on there. Forest Park Farm. Follow him on Twitter. Wall Street Apes video, U.S. pharmacist is another message for Elon. Play it for me.
This is day five of helping Doe cut waste. So far, we found four drugs that Medicare is overpaying for by $3.3 billion. And today, we found another even bigger one. It is aripiprazole. This medication was dispensed 7.2 million times in 2022 at an average of $208 each. That makes the total that Medicare spent $1.5 billion in 1 year on only one drug. At my pharmacy, that doesn't take insurance. That medication costs $12. If we filled all 7.2 million of those, the total cost would be $86 million. That means that of the $1.5 billion that they spent, more than $1.4 billion of that was wasted. That happens because Medicare, just like private insurance, uses a pharmacy benefits manager to tell them how much the medication should cost. They use a made-up price called the AWP, and then they get to discount that, so they pretend that they're saving us money. After that, they send you to the pharmacy that they own so that they can collect all that easy money. It's a disaster, but it's easy to fix. Cancel the PBM contracts, ditch the made-up prices, and get back to reality. If you want to see how much they've been overcharging you, go to forestparkpharmacy.com to look at our price checker and see how much you could save. See ya.
Worry. I mean, come on, Aaron, give me the dead clock one last time. Can you give it to me one last time? Don't worry about it. Only 1.4 out of 1.5 billion for that medication alone was completely and totally wasted. Completely and totally wasted. And here we are again. Let's wait. Let's play the game here. All right, let's wait for another million. Here we go. Another 100,000 gone. Another 100,000 gone. Another 100,000 gone. And another million. Every 19 seconds, another million is gone. Let me finish with this. Joe Hanneman tweet. How in the world is this happening? How is this happening? Breaking, an attorney for pardoned J6 defendant and Oath Keeper Jeremy Brown, there he is serving his country, files a petition for a writ of habeas corpus in Atlanta federal court demanding his release under presidential pardon. He's already been completely and totally presidentially pardoned. Why is he still in Atlanta jail? Is Fannie Willis? I mean, Fannie Willis is the district attorney in Atlanta. How in the world is he still in jail after a full presidential pardon? I mean, Bongino, Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, President Trump, Elon Musk, J.D. Vance, we all need to know why it is that this man is still in jail. Why is he still in jail after a full presidential pardon? All right, that's it. Let's hopefully find out. Rumble Rants tonight, order in the court, $10. Tammy L. Margaret, $10. Jules, 21 hours, $5. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate each and every one of you. I really do really, really appreciate you guys. Love you. Everybody in the chat, love you right back. Keep meeting people at the church from the chat, and I find out your names. Which I didn't say hey to everybody in the chat tonight, did I? I forgot about that. I forgot to say hey to everybody. The great eight, great T1AU, great T1AU. I met him on, he talked to me on Sunday. Probably met, we may have met before. But anyway, love you guys. Just appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome as always. And a lot of it is dedicated to the demise of Joy Reid. Love you guys. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.